आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: इंडिया फर्म्स अप ग्लोबल आउटरीच प्लान टू एक्सपोज पाकिस्तान ऑन टेररिज्म। इंडियन इकोनॉमी टू ग्रो एट 6.3% ड्यूरिंग करंट फिस्कल अहेड ऑफ चाइना, यूएस एंड यूरोपियन यूनियन, सेज यूएन रिपोर्ट। UIDAI achieves major milestone with over 150 billion Aadhaar authentications. US court sentences Salman Rushdie's attacker Hedi Matar to 25 years in prison. Neeraj Chopra finally breaches 90-meter mark but finishes second in Doha leg of prestigious Diamond League meeting series. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyanand wins Superbet Chess Classic in Bucharest, Romania. Government is planning to send multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Sources said each delegation is expected to have a group of MPs from both ruling and opposition parties. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh told reporters in New Delhi that Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has spoken to his party president Mallikarjun Kharge over this diplomatic outreach initiative. The move is intended to further highlight New Delhi's stance on terrorism emanating from Pakistan to the global community and is expected to kickstart next week. In a significant nationwide outreach effort, the Tiranga Yatra has been held in various parts of the country to honour the courage and sacrifice of Indian Armed Forces following the successful Operation Sindoor in response to horrific Pahalgam terror attack. In Tamil Nadu state, BJP unit held Tiranga rallies at various places in the districts of Tenkasi, Tirupatur, Thoothukudi, Vellore and Theni. BJP workers, leaders, ex-servicemen and youth participated at the rally. The participants held the tricolour flag and raised slogans supporting the pride and sacrifice of the defence forces. In Telangana, a couple from Nanganur, Magdampur village of Siddipet district showed their patriotism by naming the newborn baby as Sindoora, while people are showing their solidarity to our jawans by joining Tiranga Yatra across the country. Vikram Kavyashri couple named the newborn baby Sindoora, inspired by the concept behind the Operation Sindoor. Vikram shared his feelings with Akashvani News, stating he is proud of his country.
As a token of respect towards our country and soldiers, I have named my daughter as Sindoora. The name was taken as an inspiration from recently held Operation Sindoor, which was in a mission to care by our central government to target terrorists in Pakistan. And I am very proud of my nation.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, rifleman Sanjay Kumar, who displayed exemplary bravery during the Kargil War.
A native of Bilaspur district of Himachal Pradesh, rifleman Sanjay Kumar joined the 13th Battalion Jammu and Kashmir Rifles in 1996. During the Kargil War on 4th July 1999, rifleman Sanjay Kumar was the leading scout of a team tasked to capture area flat top of 0.4875 in the Mashko Valley. During the attack, when enemy automatic fired from one of the sangars posed a stiff opposition and stalled the column, rifleman Sanjay Kumar, realizing the gravity of the situation and with utter disregard to his personal safety, charged at the enemy. In the ensuing hand-to-hand combat, he killed three of the intruders and was himself seriously injured. Despite his injuries, he charged onto the second sangar. Taken totally by surprise, the enemy left behind a universal machine gun and started running. Rifleman Sanjay Kumar picked up the UMG and killed the fleeing enemy. Although bleeding profusely, he refused to be evacuated. The brave action on his part motivated his comrades, and they, overcoming the treacherous terrain, charged onto the enemy and wrested the area flat top. Rifleman Sanjay Kumar displayed most conspicuous gallantry, cool courage and devotion to duty of an exceptionally high order in the face of the enemy. The nation salutes him. In February 2022, he received the rank of Subedar Major and is posted to the National Defence Academy in Pune. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Indian economy will grow at 6.3% during the current financial year, ahead of China, US and the European Union, a UN report said. According to the UN's mid-year update of world economic situation and prospects, India's growth has been fueled by strong household spending, solid government investments and booming services exports. We have a report.
India continues to shine even as the global economy stands on shaky ground. United Nations said that India will remain the fastest growing major economy in the world this year. While the growth figure has been slightly revised from the 6.6% forecast in January, India is still ahead of other big economies like China, US and the European Union. Next year, India's economy is expected to grow by 6.4%. On the global front, the picture is far less rosy. UN said the world economy is at a precarious moment, pointing to rising trade tensions and policy uncertainty. Many countries are now expected to grow slower than previously thought. China is expected to grow at 4.6%, the US at 1.6%, Japan at 0.7%, and the European Union at just 1%. Germany may even see a negative growth of minus 0.1%. The report also shared some good news on inflation and jobs in India. Inflation is likely to ease from 4.9% in 2024 to 4.3% in 2025, well within the central bank's comfort zone. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
The total number of Aadhaar authentication transactions have crossed 150 billion marks, making it a milestone moment in the journey of the Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, and for the broader Aadhaar ecosystem. We have a report.
The landmark highlights the extensive uses and utility of Aadhaar and the growth of digital economy in the country. Ministry of Electronics and IT in a statement said that the cumulative number was achieved by the end of April 2025 since inception. The ministry added that in April alone, almost 210 crore Aadhaar authentication transactions were carried out, which is nearly 8% more than the same month in 2024. It added that Aadhaar-based authentication has been playing a stellar role in aiding ease of living, ineffective welfare delivery and voluntarily availing various services offered by service providers. With Dipendra's report, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.news.eir.gov.in and download news on EIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various people-centric projects worth 708 crore rupees in Gandhinagar today. These include the projects of Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation, Gandhinagar Urban Development Authority, GUDA, and Gandhinagar District Administration. We have more from a correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate a series of key infrastructure and public service projects in his Lok Sabha constituency Gandhinagar today. These include the inauguration of newly constructed primary health centre at Wawol, the inauguration of underbridge connecting newly developed Sector 21 and 22 of the capital city Gandhinagar, the inauguration of primary health centre in Pethapur and newly developed Kolvada Lake near ONGC Well in Kolvada. During the programme, the minister will distribute the benefits of various postal schemes to the beneficiaries and address a public rally. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will attend several programs in Ahmedabad. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The Railway Board has approved an important new rail line project between Karhi and Sagma worth over 165 crore rupees, strengthening rail infrastructure in Madhya Pradesh. The proposed quad rail line under the West Central Railway WCR zone will be 5.31 kilometers long. The bi-directional cord line between Karhi and Sagma will connect the Lalitpur-Singrauli new line to the existing Itarsi-Manikpur line. Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, is set to launch its Doctor of Philosophy PhD program in Mass Communication and Journalism from the upcoming academic year. The institute has notified the rules for the program, with admission details to be announced later. Vice-Chancellor of IIMC, Dr. Anupama Bhatnagar, has confirmed the launch for the new course and said that the institution is ready to take the responsibility. The Indian Institute of Foreign Trade, IIFT, has announced the establishment of its first overseas campus in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. This marks a key step in expanding IIFT's global presence and strengthening India's engagement in international business education. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that this truly reflects the spirit of the National Education Policy 2020, marking a new chapter in the internationalization of Indian education and its growing role in shaping thought leadership globally. An American-Lebanese man, Hadi Matar, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the 2022 knife attack on author Salman Rushdie at a cultural event in New York. Convicted of attempted murder and assault, 27-year-old Matar received the maximum sentence for the attack, which left Mr. Rushdie blind in one eye. He was also given a separate 7-year sentence for assaulting the event moderator. Nepal's flagship multi-sectoral dialogue from Sagarmatha Samvad kicked off yesterday. Prime Minister of Nepal, K.P. Sharma Oli, Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Dioba, Environment Minister of India Bhupendra Yadav, and COP29 President and Azerbaijan's Ecology Minister Mukhtar Babayev, among a host of dignitaries participating in the 3-day event. Addressing the gathering at the summit, Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav emphasized India's unwavering commitment to global climate action and the need for collaborative efforts to safeguard the Himalayas and other mountain ecosystems. He expressed India's dedication to addressing the global climate crisis.
India, under the visionary leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, is deeply committed to contributing to climate action with the urgency it demands. Despite our minimal role for the crisis it faces, our nationally determined contribution under the Paris Agreement and our National Action Plan on Climate, we are testament to our resolve. So are the ambitious target for renewable energy, aiming for 500 gigawatt of non-fossil fuel electricity generation capacity by 2030.
In sports, records tumbled in athletics while Indian players shone in both chess and football. Meanwhile, the IPL is back, promising more excitement for cricket fans. We have a detailed report.
Star javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finally breached the 90-meter mark at the Doha Diamond League in Qatar yesterday. Despite a record-breaking 90.23-meter throw, Neeraj had to settle for second place behind Germany's Julian Weber, who surprised everyone with a final throw of 91.06-meter. Additionally, India's Parul Chaudhary broke her own national record with a time of 9 minutes 13 seconds in the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase event. She finished 6th. In chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda won the Superbet Chess Classic in Bucharest, Romania. He triumphed after a tense tiebreak against Alireza Firouzjah and Maxime Vachier-Legrau. In football, India stormed into the final of SAF Under-19 Championship 2025 with a commanding 3-0 victory against Maldives in UPR Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. India will now face Bangladesh in the final match tomorrow. And in cricket, Indian Premier League 2025 is all set to resume today after a week-long gap with a match between host Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match will begin at 7:30 PM. Manik Sharma, News Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. Indirect terror funding. Rajnath slams International Monetary Fund on a $1 billion loan to Pakistan, leads the Times of India. India to rebuild canals, dig new ones to tap into Indus, reports Hindustan Times. Multi-party outreach to expose Pakistan propaganda, informs the Statesman. New northeast link to Kolkata will be via sea, giving Bangladesh a miss, states the Indian Express. Man who stabbed Rushdie on stage gets 25 years in jail, reports the Hindu. Neeraj Chopra makes history, breaches 90-meter mark, notes the Tribune. Russia-Ukraine hold first direct peace talks in 3 years, says the Hindu business line. And finally, scholar Ram Bhadracharya and lyricist Gulzar honored with Gyanpeeth Award, reports Financial Express. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India firms up global outreach plan to expose Pakistan on terrorism. Indian economy to grow at 6.3% during current fiscal, ahead of China, US and European Union, says UN report. UIDAI achieves major milestone with over 150 billion Aadhaar authentications. US court sentences Salman Rushdie's attacker, Hadi Matar, to 25 years in prison. Neeraj Chopra finally reaches 90-meter mark but finishes second in Doha leg of prestigious Diamond League meeting series. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyanand wins Superbet Chess Classic in Bucharest, Romania. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.